This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
No, that story continues, by the way.
Yeah, the new update from when we discussed it yesterday, of course, remember Belichick put out a statement, North Carolina put out a statement saying, you know, they agreed to certain terms of the interview and CBS violated that. CBS very quickly was like, no, we never agreed to only talk about this and not talk about that or your personal life. So they're claiming that he's full of it. And this thing just continues to evolve. Like every day there's some new update. And it is a fascinating story. We're talking about one of the greatest coaches in any sport. We're talking about the head coach of North Carolina and the drama that you would never have expected around him. It's not as simple as like, why do you care who he's dating? It's that it's the stories within that and how involved she might be in the football program. And now suddenly he's got this woman like controlling his life seemingly. Right. And this is somebody that usually would be in control. I remember I told you guys off air, like I used to watch, there was a show called American Greed.
Yeah.
I think it's on like CNBC or something, but it's usually about Ponzi schemes. And sometimes some of the episodes are about some like 70-year-old dude that ends up with this very, you know, attractive younger woman. And we find out that the guy was getting ripped off the whole time and she stole X amount of money or whatever. Like, I feel like we're about to have an episode of American Greed happen.
I think
here.
Everyone, it was so funny how quickly it went from people were like, he's taking advantage of this young girl to like, now people are like throwing around the words like elder abuse. It's like, it switched quick. The control part of it.
You see, Charles Barkley was like, I'm worried about
Bill. Yeah. Well, he's probably seen some friends of his over the years, you know, like depending on the circumstance or this, it's the energy of it is weird. Now I will defend Bill a tiny bit. Their statement said that they told the publisher they wouldn't include those things. So maybe
the publisher
set up the interview and the publisher did not set up the guardrails that Bill Belichick and Jordan had requested, admittedly, maybe. I'm giving them the smallest benefit of the doubt. I think what honestly got happier is they didn't want to answer the questions. It got awkward and they had to cover their ass. But yes, it feels very, the fact that like the stories are, she's shutting down Hard Knocks thing, she's interrupting these interviews, like they have a personal, and I'll just tell you right now, that's never a good way to operate. Personal and professional relationship, that goes poorly a lot of times.
She's reportedly made, what,
you said openly, you'd never want to work with somebody you're dating.
No. Absolutely not.
What the heck was it? She made $8 million in real estate after dating Bill Belichick or since then? There was a story that came out. Okay. She amassed $8 million real estate portfolio within months of meeting Bill Belichick.
This is what I'm saying. This is where I get with the American Greed thing and like the Ponzi scheme thing. I'm just saying it's very, very weird all of a sudden.
Yeah, it feels like. Did you meet on the plane in Hap? Like, where were you
there
both
are now,
flying?
There are offshore odds now, Cody.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Belichick, offshore odds, and how do they meet? Minus 140 met on Tinder through daughter, Amanda Belichick.
No way.
Through his
Belichick
daughter, plus 550. Belichick Foundation event, plus 550 on Ashley Madison, plus 850.
Oh, my gosh.
That site's still around?
I think the site
that
exists,
was like a
but
huge
that was there's a documentary
at the
about
time.
That.
Remember when somebody released, Anonymous released all the names of the people who were on the site?
They got hacked. But there's a whole documentary on Netflix about it.
Well, the Tinder thing is weird because if Bill's on Tinder, obviously you can, like Gold has mentioned before, he has an age range that he goes to. What Bill, was Bill's age range? 21
didn't have one.
He doesn't. Like, he doesn't have one exactly.
I mean, if I'll just tell you, he didn't have one. If that's the case,
can you have that as a setting?
What
on Tinder?
You can set any age range you want on Tinder.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that it's not like it can just be anybody, or does he set the?
But if
20 to 20,
I don't think they met on. I don't think they met on Tinder.
I don't think they did
I don't
either.
Think they met on Tinder.
I don't think they met on that plane either.
I think they might have met in other ways.
It doesn't seem like it, Cody. It doesn't seem like
I'm
it.
Having a hard time buying that story too. Oh man, I am kind of fascinated with it. It's the single greatest NFL coach of all time, mm-hmm. and it was interesting enough. His story was interesting enough when the NFL wouldn't let him back in. Right? It was weird. You're like, wait. He's the most successful coach of all time, and the NFL's saying no thanks?